Well, the Tony Awards, Broadway's version of the Oscars, was scheduled to take place in less than 2 weeks on June 7th, but the Broadway closed due to the coronavirus. They will not be taking place as normal. But the American Theater Wing and the Broadway League are announcing plans for another celebration that will be streamed live on the night originally set for the award show. And for more on this and what they will be doing and how to watch it, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Gordon Cox, Variety Magazine Broadway reporter. Gordon, thanks for being with us. These are extraordinary times everywhere and certainly on Broadway.
Hi, they are indeed. Yes, there's no real end in sight to the lockdown. And so who knows when Broadway gets back up and going. It might only be viable once there's a vaccine, which, you know, we don't know when that is yet.
So what would have been the Tony Awards? It's not like they're being postponed. They're just saying there are going to be no awards this year, but we're going to celebrate instead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it's looking like there are going to be no awards this year. And, you know, one of the possible plans of action is to sort of combine what the shows that have opened this season before the shutdown and that with, you know, whenever we get back up and running again, those shows and sort of do give awards for an entire two seasons. The streaming events that they are holding is sort of a celebration, kind of a placeholder celebration that helps theater fans gather and celebrate the work that has been done over the season, and you know, give us a little bit of Tony's, even though we're missing theater right now.
Gordon, talk about these two organizations, the American Theater Wing and the Broadway League. How do they fit into the fabric of Broadway, if you will?
Well, the Broadway League is not quite a union. It's a trade association of theater producers and presenters. And so it is the collective of sort of individual producers who put on Broadway shows. And they are the group that negotiates, you know, labor contracts with Actors Equity and things like that. So they're sort of the very commercial side of the theater industry and of the Tonys. And then the American Theater Wing has been around for, gosh, 100 and some years, and is very much dedicated to sort of the history and honoring, you know, its great talents and theater education. It's sort of more on the nonprofit side.
So do we know what kind of content is going to be streamed for this celebration, what it'll entail?
You know, we don't. They're keeping pretty mum. I can tell you that there's a team of writers, some of whom have written for Broadway or other theater shows. There's a director who is a stage director and a music director. So there's going to be some sort of performances, I would imagine, with music. And they're calling it a celebration. So that suggests to me that they will be celebrating a lot of the shows that opened before the March 12th, shutdown happened.
Gordon, we're down to 30 seconds. Real quickly, are you hearing any buzz about reopening Broadway, and if so, when that might be?
I think the most logical guess is next year, probably March. Some people think January, if we're lucky.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. That's Gordon Cox, he's Variety Magazine Broadway reporter.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square.